24th, 2025, zoning adjustment board's meeting. I am going to, because I do have to indeed. At all times, except when speaking publicly from the dais or at public comment podiums, although masking is encouraged even when speaking. For members of the public feeling sick. Currently, there are no physical distancing. Or the local health officer for an indoor event. Length of time allowed for each speaker. To speak at the public hearing, please submit a speaker card to planning staff as early as possible at the meeting. Those are the green cards that are up here, so if you'd like to speak at all, please fill out one of those cards now. And if you're on Zoom, I will ask to raise your hand when appropriate. At the start of the meeting, the chair may rearrange the agenda or place additional agenda items on the consent calendar, so it is important to be present at the start of the meeting to avoid losing the chance to speak. The board encourages the public to submit comments in writing or by email in advance of the meeting. See supplemental communications and reports at the end of the agenda for this procedure. All right, we are moving right along now to roll call and ex parte communications. So staff, all you.
Thank you, Chair Gaffney. When I say your name, please state that you are here and if you have any ex partes. Commissioner Kashani?
Here, no ex parte.
Make sure to turn on your microphone too, so everyone on Zoom can hear you. Thank you.
Here, no ex parte.
Thank you. Commissioner Duffy?
Here, no ex parte.
Chair Gaffney?
Present, no ex parte.
Commissioner Thompson?
Present, no ex parte.
Commissioner Pelletier?
Present, no ex parte.
Commissioner Choi? Vice Chair Young?
Present, no ex parte.
Commissioner Sanderson?
Present, no ex parte.
Thank you.
All right, wonderful. Thank you, everyone. We are going to move right along to public comment on non-agenda matters. As of right now, it does not look like I have any in person, so if you are online, please raise your hand now if you have any comments on non-agenda matters, and I will go over the one thing on the agenda today, minus the meeting minutes from a couple meetings, is 1627 Jane Street. That is on the consent calendar. And so if you have anything to say that is not that, now is your time. I will check. All right, I am right now not seeing any hands online. So I'm going to move on then. I have no agenda changes, so we're going to move right on to the consent calendar now. On the consent calendar, we have two to three items. We have item number one, the action minutes from April 10th, 1A, which is the approval of the minutes from March 27th. And then item number two, which is 1627 Jane Street. So since this are all on the consent calendar, these are slated for approval without a public hearing unless anyone has any reason to pull it off the consent calendar. So I'm going to first open it up to my fellow commissioners if anyone has any comments or anything on this project before I open it up to the public. Commissioner Young?
I just wanted to, this is another project I've seen, just like a demo, or not a demolition, but just an alteration of a structure that's older than 40 years old, but just for staff. Is there a municipal code reference you might have on hand for what triggers the historic resource evaluation? If not, that's cool too.
So was that related to this project, or was that just for?
Yeah, it's,
okay.
I think the project had a HRE done.
Okay, wonderful. I can give staff a little second too, but also if anyone else from the commission does want to speak, as staff does, but that will also open up to the public before we make any motions.
We do use the HRE conclusion for the determination of historic significance. But there, yeah, as far as I know, there's no code section. No, it's, we rely on the HRE. And so what is it? So, yes, so we do refer to the conclusion of the HRE. For buildings that are over 40 years old.
All right. Well, if no one else has any questions, at least for staff, I'm going to at least open up to the public first. We obviously still will have more time to comment as members of the commission on the on this project. So members of the public, now is your time. I don't have any in-person green cards. So if you would like to speak on the consent calendar at all, said right now 1627 is slated for approval. So if you support the project, you don't necessarily have to speak on that. If there's any objections you have to the project, now is the time to let the board of the commission know. So please, I'll give it a second, because I did see one hand up a little bit ago. And I said Madeline's iPhone, I did see a hand at one point. So if you do want to talk about that project, now is your time. Okay, good, I see your hand up. So I'm Madeline's iPhone, I'm going to allow you to talk. And then you have 2 minutes to kind of tell us what you're thinking. All right, it says allowed to talk.
Hi there, excuse me, I thought I was gonna speak at public comment at the beginning, but I must have missed it. That's given at 7:05 and I guess the meeting started at 7:00. So I had a public comment, not one relating to this project.
Considering, I find that fine right now. I think as long as I think none of my members of the commission is also opposed. So yes, please, on non-agenda, go for it.
Oh, okay, am I still unmuted?
Oh, nope, yep, you're good, we can hear you.
Oh, cheers, okay. Sure, so on Tuesday night, the city council heard the appeal for the project that you all granted a zoning permit for back in December, that project being 2274 Shattuck Avenue. I was really disheartened by their decision, and to be honest, by yours back in December, since the 223 units proposed by Panoramic Interest at 2274 Shattuck would require the demolition of the last remaining cinema, commercial cinema, I will add, versus the Berkeley Pacific Film Archives, which is not a commercial cinema in downtown Berkeley. I think this is going to be a detrimental impact to the vibrancy of downtown. I will say that the operations of movie theaters are bouncing back. So an operator would come in, but the economics of building a brand new movie theater, especially in downtown Berkeley with land use constraints and construction costs what they are, will never come back. So I think that this entitlement very much evaded due process because it's an historic building. It's on the California Register of Historical Resources. Therefore, it illegally evaded the CEQA review process. All we asked for was a mitigated negative declaration or an EIR for this building. I'm not necessarily asking for it to be preserved, but the community deserved to have the impacts known and mitigated by Patrick Kennedy. He also deserved, and actually he anticipated, that process. And so the granting of a categorical exemption by planning and the zoning permit approved by you, I find very illegitimate. And there were many things that were obfuscated from the public, such as the two peer review reports by ranking consultants that you did not have access to. All right. Thank you very much. I hope something's done downtown to preserve cinema access. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I know it's a project that is all dear to our hearts and has been, it's one we all care about deeply. And I know we all, thought about that. What happened on Tuesday. Thank you so much for your comments on that. We are still, at least then, on public comment on the consent calendar. So I still have no one in person. And so far, I don't have anyone online. And that does look like the last hand. So I'm going to open it up to the commission then. Does anyone have anything to say on the consent calendar? Or motion?
I'm sorry, can I add something?
Of course, yes.
There is an item number 3 on the consent calendar that's on the page 4.
Yes, you are totally right. That is...
wanted to make sure.
Yep, indeed. Yep, sorry, thank you. There's number 3, which is the a leave of absence for DRC member Commissioner Mizu... oh my gosh, I don't know how to spell her last name very well because we say first names. Mizinski. Mizinski. our lovely landscape commissioner on design review. So that is item number 3. Thank you so much, staff. Does anyone on the commission have anything to say on that? If not, I also would entertain a motion.
I move that we approve the project as proposed.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Sanderson. I will second that motion. The one thing I will say, I know we did receive some comments from some neighbors in our packet. We do hear you. The current project that is proposed is actually more conforming than to the development standards than the existing structure, and meets all of the development standards, both in height and setbacks. I know this project, looking at the site plan, it is just a very long site where the current building is sitting very far back. So I know the current side setbacks just aren't, are a lot wider than than they currently are proposed, but those 5-foot side setbacks are indeed, that's a very normal setback for the side, and, the building, as proposed, really does just meet all development standards. And so, for that, I will second that as well. Does anyone else have anything to say before we vote? All right, we're good.
So are we approving the whole consent calendar, including both?
So the consent calendar is the approval of the action minutes from April 10th, the approval of the action minutes from March 27th, 1627 Jane Street, which is slated for approval, and then as well as the leave of absence for May 15th for Commissioner Mizinski.
Take back my previous motion.
Thank you.
I move that we adopt the consent calendar.
Thank you. And I also second that new motion. Thank you.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Could we take the minute approvals separately? Because I wasn't here at the last meeting. I can't vote yes on it.
You can abstain from the minutes. Yeah, we usually just, you can just abstain
I
from.
I can abstain from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, abstain. Yep, yes, you're abstain. yes, indeed. And then vote for the other two items. And also, you can technically, you are allowed to vote yes on minutes that you were not here. I totally understand, but as your prerogative to abstain or not, but it is at least legal, legally allowed to. But yes, you can also abstain, and that is totally fine.
Did we have a second?
Oh, yes, I seconded that. Yes, thank you.
All right, so I'll read the motion and include everything. And if you're abstaining, please state which one you're abstaining. Okay. All right. So we have a motion from Commissioner Sanderson and a second from Chair Gaffney to approve the consent calendar, including the draft action minutes of March 27 and April 10th, and the project at 1627 Janes Street, and leave of absence for Commissioner Mizinski, apologies, from the May 15 DRC meeting as recommended by staff. Okay. Commissioner Kashani?
Yes on all, abstain on the April 10th minute.
Okay. Commissioner Duffy?
Yes.
Chair Gaffney?
Yes.
Commissioner Thompson?
Yes, and abstain from April 10th minutes.
Commissioner Palmettier?
Yes, and abstain from March 27th minutes.
Commissioner, okay, Commissioner Vice Chair Young?
Yes. Yes.
Commissioner Sanderson?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, wonderful. And so for 1627 Jane Street, there is, oh, yes, of course, sorry.
Sorry for the interruption.
No, of course.
I abstained from the wrong date. I'm yes on April 10th. I'm no on March 27th also. Sorry, I apologize.
All good. I think we're good. We're good, Steph? Okay, wonderful. Okay, so since we do have enough votes, you'll 14 days after the notice, it is appealable for 14 days after the notice of decision is mailed, and then you will have your use permit. All right, consent calendar done, and action calendar has no items today, so we will have a short meeting. You do have to listen to Commissioner Thompson and I on subcommittee reports, though. So do you have them right in front of you? If not, you do? Lead us.
Yes. So DRC met and we considered two properties. One was 2942 College Ave, which is the former dry cleaner. It's a really, really nice old building, but this project is really interesting. It's going to be mixed use with commercial in front, with units above and behind. So it's six units? Yes. Six units and then commercial in front. So we had some, I would say, some really in-depth feedback for
project and doesn't have any density bonus, so we can't actually do more than five meetings. They come here. So it was just, we review for a lot of
to 20 way, and this is the parking lot in between the former art museum on campus, now research center, and the former Bancroft Hotel. So that lot, and this was a proposal, another housing, eight-story, and we really, you know, we liked it. We thought we provided some really good feedback that we think would make it fit in with the historic property and the more modern properties better. So they're also going to do some again.
And so you can be very visible like the whole time, you know, and a lot of times we get a lot of elevations that has done where this one, it did. You could really kind of step around and their design throughout. And so that one will be coming to, we did, yeah, pass that on to Zeb. So it'll be coming over here. Yep, so that one will be coming for its use permit. Have one more final design with us, design review. And yeah, I was using a concrete wood kind of material composite like on the front. So, but we'll see what it actually comes up with because materials are on for next final design. So yeah, anyways, those are those. Staff communications. Any?
None.
All right. Any commissioner communications? Now is your time. Does anyone have anything else to say? If not, then we will take a roll call vote to get out of here. Or we have to make a motion. I'll make a motion to end the public meeting.
I'll second it.
Perfect. Now a roll call vote.
Thank you. We have a motion from Commissioner, from Chair Gaffney and Vice Chair Young to adjourn the meeting. Commissioner Kalshani?
Yes.
Commissioner Duffy?
Yes.
Chair Gaffney?
Yes.
Commissioner Thompson?
Yes.
Commissioner Palmateer?
Yes.
Commissioner Young or Vice Chair Young?
Yes.
Commissioner Sanderson?
Yes.
All right. Anyway, that's great. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you.